everybody, and welcome to a special episode of The Hollywood Outsider. I am Justin McCumber. With me today is Aaron Peterson. Aaron, how are you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Today we are bringing you an interview with an actor by the name of Michael Jai White. For those of you who don't know who that is, he was
Shame on you.
He was the person who brought Spawn to life. In the what was the first African American superhero ever brought to the silver screen? He was also the star of Black Dynamite, one of my personal favorite films of all time. He was in The Dark Knight. He's done romantic comedies. I mean, the guy's done a lot of work, but Spawn and Black Dynamite to me are his two premier titles.
You know, I know he's kind of done a lot of action roles and that sort of thing, but he's done a lot of work outside of that that a lot of people I don't think have seen. He's worked with Tyler Perry quite a bit, and I'm kind of a fan of his outside work as well. More people should check that out.
He also does voice work for cartoons. I mean, the guy has got one of the best voices in Hollywood, and I don't know what it is about people like him. I mean, are they born with it? Is it something that they have to carefully cultivate between whiskey and cigarettes or something? But the guy just has this amazing resonant voice that when you hear him, he just sounds like he's getting ready to just kick your ass into the ground.
I love his voice. I think I kind of hit on him a little bit, and I can't apologize. It's too late. But man, he's got one of the best voices in Hollywood, I think.
Yeah. But the reason we were able to interview him today is he has a new movie coming out called Falcon Rising that we were able to view early. I've written a review for it. If you go to www.thehollywoodoutsider.com, you can read my review for it. Spoiler alert, he kicks ass. None of them are going to be winning any Oscars for the time being, but the action in this film harkens back to the 80s. There's no CG, there's no wire work, it's just dude kicking dude ass, and it is a lot of fun. And because of that, we were able to get him on to do an interview.
Yeah, and I do want to say, he talks about that in the interview, which is something I wish more actors would talk about, how the over-reliance on CGI and how he prefers practical effects and real action, real fisticuffs. And I love that he's willing to talk about that, pretty open.
It was a good interview. If you stick around, you'll be hearing that in just a moment. But again, the movie is Falcon Rising, and here's Michael Jai White. Hi, Mr. White.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. Yourself?
I am well. My name is Justin McCumber, and on the phone with us, Aaron, introduce yourself.
Hello. Your voice sounds like you could beat me through the phone. I like it. You have one of the best voices.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. To start this interview off, the reason we're having you on the show is because you've got a new movie coming out called Falcon Rising, and I thought it'd be good to kind of start. How did you come to be involved in Falcon Rising?
Well, I got the script, and I really fell in love with it. The responsibility it had in making the lead character a real-life hero, being a combat veteran from Afghanistan. I thought that was unique, and I thought that was very responsible, and I thought it was like something that hadn't really been done, and it's so contemporary. So that really identified with me tremendously. So I really wanted to do it, and then reading the script, I thought it had all the colors that I wanted in the film.
Did you have any input on the script once you got involved?
Yeah, quite a bit. The producer and the director, we collaborated. It was a wonderful collaborative experience between the three of us. And I mean, our intention is to make this a franchise, and we look forward to doing the next one.
One of my favorite aspects of the film, quite honestly, is the fights. I come to a movie like this being a huge fan of action movies, and in particular martial arts films. And when I learned that Larnell Stovall was the fight choreographer, I had to ask myself, did you have any input on the fight choreography? Because you have a long history with martial arts. I believe 8 black belts across different styles?
Well, absolutely, yeah. And Larnell is—he's like a brother to me. We've known each other for somewhat like so close to 20 years. He's a—we have a very similar background in martial arts, and his work ethic is like just tremendous. He's somebody who—he's very much like me. We're not satisfied till we've done our very best. He's somebody I always look forward to working with, and he's the first person I call.
In those fights, well, one thing I noticed in particular was how the gunplay was integrated into the fights. In a lot of these sorts of movies, the heroes and villains will just pick up a gun and just start shooting almost indiscriminately, but there was very precise shooting, very almost few bullets used, but every shot was deadly and it counted and it was brutal. Was there a special attention put on marrying hand-to-hand with gunplay in this?
Well, absolutely. I think one of the things that makes it unique and the way that I approach the characters is that, the choreography has to stem from the character himself. I will never fight the same way in two different movies because I'd be playing two different characters. This character has survived a lot of his compatriots because he's been that one step ahead. And, incidentally, is why he has so much survivor guilt. But the fact that he's very precise and he doesn't have the luxury of time, mm-hmm. So the fighting style with the martial arts and his firearms style has become its own style as well. Being that the character is a hand-to-hand combat instructor, he's implemented that in his shooting style as well. So that's what you're seeing. You're seeing a very precise thing that's based on real combat training, which I put myself through, on top of the martial arts training.
Okay. Wow. Well, it was really fun to watch those fights, and there were quite a few times where I was just oohing and aahing for every punch. Just I could feel it through the TV. Really well done. Thank you for putting on a great show.
Thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
What are your thoughts on action films, especially the way that they are? Everything's CGI and everything else today.
I think a lot of the films are going. They're missing the mark. There's been a way in Hollywood that they've been kind of circumventing what they used to use, the criteria that they used to use for the greatest action movies of the past. When you had Charles Bronson, Clint Eastwood, you had these people who their characters were such that you believed them. They were real men. Now, they've used this Hollywood construct to create what they could out of people who you don't necessarily believe. It's kind of tantamount to making Jimmy Stewart a kick-ass action guy back in the day. It would just be ridiculous. So it's like every time you look around, there's a woman beating up several people. And so there's a certain fantasy element involved in it. But I think, however, demands on from society nowadays is much more real. We have MMA that everybody understands and watches, and we have reality TV. People want to see something visceral. They want to see something that feels real. And so the fact that these movies have become so CG and so formulaic and bombarding people with, come see this movie and, be, I guess, disappointed yet again, I think it's taking its toll. But there's no substitute for people doing it on screen in the frame. That's never been something that has not been respected or admired. Well, going back to that 80s and 70s filmmaking style, is I've not seen that as a detriment, and it doesn't take nearly as much, time or effort. So it's basically just like Fred Astaire. You keep him in frame and watch him dance. He's presenting something that we want to live vicariously through. It's not terribly sophisticated. It's very, very direct. And this is something that people want to sit down and have a beer and watch and live vicariously through from, you know, all walks of life. So this is the kind of movie I feel like I know how to make, and I'm going to continue making them and you know, reaching my audience. And despite what Hollywood does, I have no interest in watching these CG and wire-type movies, and I guess a lot more people are showing that they're not interested in that as well.
Well, and there was a refreshing lack of wire work as well. These were real fights with real people, and as you said, that is very refreshing. Now, how is it working with Ernie Barbarish? He's done quite a few movies with Jean-Claude Van Damme. How did you find working with him?
It's like finding your movie soulmate, because he's been having to work with people who don't have a background in acting, and I've been working with people not directing me. So the fact that we both come from theater and both know how to craft characters and create stories that people of all walks of life can identify and realize that there's been classical structure and character development that's existed long before us that works. Like, again, it's not terribly sophisticated. It's exactly what our art form expects from us. And have a kindred spirit who understands that is just like a holiday. Because, I mean, I don't have to explain to him what a true character arc is about. You know, he understands that. So we really enjoy working with each other and working with each other quite a bit in the future.
So what are the franchise plans for Falcon? You mentioned that it was part of more efforts.
Well, I mean, we're planning on taking this character to a lot of different places. We were talking about this, about the second film at the wrap party of the first, you know. Even before that, this is our intention to continue in the same way that, you know, Born Identity and Taken has gone, but we really have a very rooted lead and a very rooted protagonist who's rooted in reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not just doing it because he's cool. He's doing it because this is what, you know, what he's good at, what he's been trained for. There's no other place for him in the world other than doing this. I mean, when you meet this character, he's you know, suffering from severe PTSD, and he's not doing very well emptying back into society. But he's efficient at what he's been trained at, been trained for. And by the movie where you learn that, very much like a lot of Americans who's struggling, he's trying to help out a loved one who does not have, you know, insurance, doesn't have health care.
Right.
So this is, to me, this is something that I really embrace the movie about, because it touches all of us.
Yeah, I know we have to let you go. I do want to ask you, because I'm a big fan of, I liked Why Did I Get Married? And some of the other stuff you've done that aren't necessarily action roles, is there anything mm-hmm. that, is there anything that you're hoping to do at some point that you haven't been able to do yet?
Oh yeah, there's several things. There's a romantic comedy that I'm planning on directing and actually, you know, starring in, that is something that I've been looking forward to doing in a long time. I enjoy the romantic comedy, that genre. And I think it's something that, I mean, I'll continue to confuse people. Then people don't know which is the real me. And I think that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Yeah.
I'll just keep them guessing.
Yep.
Well, Mr. White, I know you've got a lot of other interviews to do, so we won't keep you any longer. Thank you so much for coming on to the Hollywood Outsider podcast and speaking with us today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh.
Thanks. And I do want to say before you go, I love Black Dynamite, and I wish I had another half hour to ask you a ton of questions about that, but know that you got some fans out there with that movie.
Cool, yeah. Well, I have some other things that I must read that the Black Dynamite fans are going to like a lot.
Oh,
excellent. That's excellent. Good to know. I'll look forward to hearing more about that.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
Take care.
Thank you, Mr. White.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye.
And that was Michael J. White. Great interview. Good job, Justin. You handled most of it. Falcon Rising stars Michael J. White as John Falcon Chapman. He's an ex-Marine anti-hero plagued with a terrible secret, and this guy is on the brink of just losing his mind. When his sister Cindy gets brutally attacked in the slums of Brazil, he basically goes down there and decides to kick everybody's ass to make things right. It's a typical revenge-style action plot. It feels very 80s-driven. The action is very practical. It's very realistic, and Michael J. White, honestly, looks fantastic. You would not guess that this guy is in his 40s. He looks the part, and he looks like he can seriously beat every one of your asses that are listening to this right now. It comes out September 5th in theaters and September 4th on iTunes, DirecTV, and On Demand.
That's really becoming the dominant trend in independent films these days.
It really is. I think you're going to see more and more of that. Theater going has changed so much, and now so many people don't want to venture out. Now,
I think theater experiences have just become the big blockbuster movies, and I think just the smaller films will continue to drift towards, being in smaller numbers of theaters, but being available day and date on different streaming services, and I kind of like that.
I like that the stigma is gone, that going direct to iTunes is some kind of bad thing, because there are a lot of really good films that are landing that way now.
Mm-hmm.
And this absolutely being one of them. And Justin really wants to see more of these, so he wants like a trilogy, quadrilogy. What do you want?
Whatever they want to put out for it.
Just him beating the crap out of everyone he can
just
find.
What country this time is he going to go? Kill a couple dozen people in.
So where do you think Michael J. White stacks in terms of action guys?
I think he's one of the top. Unfortunately, he just hasn't been in the same number of big films. As far as I'm concerned, he should have been an expendable.
Mm-hmm. He should.
I mean, the guy is he is a powerhouse of a fighter. He is covered in muscle. He's fast as hell. And he's a really entertaining fighter to watch on the screen. I think, you put him in a movie with, Jean-Claude Van Damme, I think you're going to have a fantastic time watching the two of them.
I actually am a firm believer that Michael J. White would have been a great Blade.
And, Yeah.
That's something it didn't turn out, unfortunately, but man, the guy is talented. I hope everybody checks out his movie. Like I said, September 4th on iTunes and DirecTV and On Demand, and September 5th in theater. So everybody should check that out.
You were curious about one of the other actors in the movie.
Neil McDonough. Yes, I love him. He is such a great creepy guy.
He is. I think it's a combination of that. The sun will burst into his skin will burst into flame so pale. If he goes out in the sun, mixed with those icy blue eyes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a really good actor, and he's actually a good dramatic actor, comedic actor. He's just one of those all-around actors. I'm a big fan of him. His season-long stint on Justified was just great.
Yeah, he was in a season of that. He was in a season of Desperate Housewives,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
where he played this kind of psycho husband. I guess, following the tradition of him playing creepy guys.
Walking Tall. He was in Walking Tall with The Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a good actor. I really enjoyed him, and I enjoyed him in this movie as well. Hopefully, if they do continue these Falcon movies, which is Michael J. White's character's nickname, he will have more to do in those, because there wasn't a whole lot to do in this one, but when he was on screen, he was always interesting.
I love it. I hope we get more.
All right, guys. Well, if you want to reach out and let us know what you think, you can email us at feedback@thehollywoodoutsider.com. You can get us on Facebook at facebook.com/thehollywoodoutsider. You can also tweet us at @H_outsider. And that's about it. And as I said, I do have a review for the movie up on the website as we speak. So if you want to read that, head on over and check it out.
All right, guys. And remember, the next time you go to a theater, buy popcorn.
Or I'll punch you in the face.